All right, so there we go. And I have to confess that I'm trusting the cosmos at this point, because honestly, I didn't set up the backup recording, although I could probably walk over here and at least get something in process. We'll see if that works. All right, so this is all being recorded. I love it, my process and all of that. I have been working on ascension diligently for a couple of days now. In fact, I'm just on the brink of ascension, so it may be in the middle of the call. If it goes blank, then okay. Not true. It's not a process of leaving. It's not the ascension of the 144,000 or the leaving of the body or the revelation experience or anything along those lines. It's a slow, beautiful, spiraling process of evolving into remembering who we are and reclaiming those frequencies. So as much as we would like to, you know, celebrate the drama of leaving body and leaving our clothes there on the floor, it's not going to happen, at least in current form. That's not to say one or the other. All right, whoever just joined us, please remember to star 6, and then we're actually in process right now. So I'm going to begin the evening, and this is Tools for the Time on the 9th of June in the year 2015. This is the topic of ascension. And I'm going to start it off by singing something. Just a little tune that's going to work. It's not something new, but it's something that, unless you were on the chakra calls, you probably didn't hear it, but it seemed relevant at the time, and it seems like that's how I want to start. Balance me in dark and light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose and bring me back to everything I am and unify my child with my warrior and I shall call life friend once again. Da 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 da. Balance me in dark and light, bring all my bodies into line, clear the path along the spine, here I go. Deliver me into the flow, align my chakras head to toe, nurture me and soothe my soul, here I go. Align me with my highest purpose and bring me back to everything I am. Unify my child with my warrior, and I shall call life friend once again. La 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 la. And the angel went wild. That essentially is what ascension is about. It's just kind of this realignment energy. It's bringing us back to the place from whence we began. So I have some formal definitions for it, as formal can be. They're very new agey because ascension has really only been put into one place in the historical perspective of humanity as far as organized religion, and that was really with the ascension of Jesus. So the idea there is actually in alignment with what the true nature of it is in happening to each of us. In that situation, a particular ascension happened as a result of changing his frequency and rising up. And thinking of it as a unique experience is certainly one way to devote and to create a religion from. But recognizing on a greater scale that it essentially is what each of us is in the process of doing and can do really at any time if we reclaim our alignment. That's a whole different experience. But here we are talking about ascension and moving from one frequency into a higher one. And in the very process of moving from one frequency to a higher one, we reclaim our capacities. We expand our awareness. We call forth the gifts and the talents and the skills that we have by design. We call the body and the energetic bodies forth to be doing that which they are designed to do. We lift the veil of limitations, the veil of ignorance that has been placed upon us historically and for thousands and thousands of years. And we stand at once in our capacity to connect with all of life, the seen and the unseen, and be in perfect relationship with that as we use it and experience it and celebrate it to literally remember who we are. The choice to incarnate in these times for each of us was not a shallow or easy thing to do. We all knew that we were in for a ride. Now, with the beauty of the dimension, we had no idea what the ride essentially was going to be like. Because the idea of free will in the land of duality, where the polarities exist, and where the dimension itself was created to serve this remembering process for the humans that incarnated, there was no way of knowing it was going to occur. So this leap of faith that each of you took, and the many, many others who are in alignment with these ideas, in this growing alignment of these ideas, has to be celebrated, has to be acknowledged. And I have my backup working. Don't know how much time is on the disc, but that's in higher hands. It's like a time when I was in the zone and I was driving and when I turned east on Highway 70. It was late at night and I knew I was going to drive as far as I could until I hit a rest stop way out there in eastern Utah, long before I reached Grand Junction in Colorado. And from the vantage point of entering the highway and going over the Wasatch Mountains in Utah and then descending into what seems like a land that time forgot, there was this beautiful, beautiful vibration out there, and the moon was at an angle and a light that it was actually able to light the panoramic land that was there. It was stunning. And far off in the distance, I glanced and I noticed that there was a light. It really looked like it was just down the road. And in that knowing and awareness, I went ahead and I looked down at my gas gauge and realized that I should have gotten gas in Cedar City or somewhere along the way. And so I said, well, there's that light, and that's where I'm going to go. So in that frequency, I set an intention. And in the collective vibration of that uninterrupted intention, out there in the middle of nowhere with me and a few other brave souls in the highway, I made my way towards that place. And essentially time and space, they were suspended, and my measly quarter of a tank got me over 100 miles. Now, that's unprecedented in a Ford Ranger, fully loaded down, heading east. But it happened. And the way that the deception of those lands is that far away, that light looked so close, but essentially it was that far away. But I was able to see it. And in a sense, the light drew me to it. The light was the intention. The light was the vehicle that I attached to and used my personal vehicle to get to. Well, you know, ascension is essentially that. essentially, ascension is an unwavering trust, an unwavering capacity to recognize how the universe, how the cosmos, how our guides and teachers, how life shows up for each of us over and over and over again. It's the process of modifying our language to not be surprised by how easy it is, by how much the flow happens, to not view any of these things as strange, unusual, weird, wow, that's weird, nothing like that ever happened, it probably won't again. Those kinds of statements that deny the natural world. You know, the power of the brainwashing, if you will, the power of the process of letting us realize that we are so much less than we thought we were is insidious. It has been a part of the cellular structure of us for so many, many years. Having said that, the gift of the cosmos in these times that we each chose to incarnate into is revealing to us all that we are capable of recovering, and the energy is seeding the information into us to allow the reawakening to happen in record time, whatever that is. From my understanding, this is an unprecedented event at an unprecedented time in the cosmos, where such an intervention has not occurred. There have been interventions, but this one, in such sweeping capacity, is huge. And it's all based upon the idea that we are being invited, pushed, coerced, forced to become that which we are. The journey home for each of us has taken a mighty turn, in that we are not just idly moving through the woods. We are basically following I don't want to say well-defined track, but an unfolding track that invites us to completely trust and surrender to the greater wisdom and the knowing that we are so much more than we have allowed. See, these are tenets of the idea of ascension. Stuff is happening regardless of our willingness. The result of willingness is that we soften the intensity of the experience because it is in more alignment with how we view the world and experience it and live it anyway. There are lots of people, beings, who are resisting the times. And in doing so, their ascension has been slowed to a crawl, but yet it's still happening. Because the gift of the energy is that it reawakens us anyway. It clears the debris. It opens up the areas of resistance. It filters underneath them and lifts the debris up and the toxicity up and clears it, which then gives us an open road to remembering, an open road to pulling the drawers open within us, an open road to seeing the lights that are turned on and opening that area to reveal the specific information for you, for me, for each of us. What a beautiful thing it is. What a beautiful thing it is. So there's our opening lines, and the idea here is that we're going to go ahead and I'm going to flesh out just a bit what is ascension from several different perspectives. We're going to look at the idea of supportive beliefs that feed the notion of ascension. We're going to look at the idea of being fully incarnated while ascending. We're going to dig into the core elements of ascension. We're going to look at what it's like to be living in ascension, which gives us that incentive perhaps to move towards this when we feel like we're losing steam. We're going to look at the process of ascension itself. We're going to briefly touch on heart-based living. And I have a whole set of empowerments here that we're going to be hopefully involving ourselves in. We'll be doing proclamations, decrees, invocations, and more. It's all part of this reawakening. So information plus experience is the intent of the evening. So I don't have, well, I do have information to share, but basically I'm going to intersperse it as much as I can in following my guidance to put these exercises in there. So let me say right away, I'm going to read a particular decree. Well, Well, I had it right here, and those pesky guides. Oh, there it is. I thought they removed my beautiful paper clip that showed me the page. Sorry. Okay, I want to make a proclamation here, basically a statement. It's like a morning decree. This is something that I will include. It actually is a part of a previous lesson of ours, but I want to bring it out again because of the potency of it. It comes from the Ascension Master's Toolkit by Zaha Kai Ram. It is a decree given in the morning time. It's something that if you choose, you can incorporate it or modify it to fit your own circumstance, to set a frequency and a tone through your personal ritual in the morning to set the idea of the day. And the universe is bound by law to begin to follow that which has been presented. By divine decree, now this will be written up and you'll have it. I'm not asking you to repeat it right now. Be receptive. Be willing to open to this idea. By divine decree, under the law of grace and love and in accordance with divine will, in the name of the God Goddess all that is and my own divine I am God Goddess presence, I call upon my mastery that I have accumulated in my soul from all of my lifetimes, past, present, and future, across space, time, and dimension, to return to me now and to be embodied here and now with grace and ease for the activation of my divine mission and co-creation of heaven on earth. And I ask for these masterful abilities and divine functionings to be embodied easily and gracefully, and all elements hindering this mastery be released to the light, all necessary DNA to be aligned and brought to full function, all channels to be opened, and all vows, agreements, and contracts rescinded, broken, and released to the light so that the power of that can be manifested fully in my experience. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Boy, when I say these, I start to want to be like a preacher man. And so it is, so it is. All right, be in the frequency of that vibration, and on the count of three, I invite you all to speak your first, middle, and last name as we call forth the realignment to the actual template of our I Am Self expressing as you, that unit of frequency that is the orchestration that is in the symphony of this great cosmos that is essential as any other element. On the count of three, we'll speak it, and then we will speak it out seven times. As you speak it, bring it down into your body and speak it from your heart. Bring it into the body, into the physical chamber, the actual chest area, if you can. It isn't by lowering the voice, but it's just by opening up the back of the throat to allow the sound to descend into that place. We call upon our essence as we speak this name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I invite you at this point to be aware of your feet. And in the process of being aware of your feet as they touch the form of the earth that is either actual or symbolic for you, I invite you to become aware of the earth star chakra, basically below those feet. And in the process of becoming aware, I invite you at about 18 inches and in that oval of energy down there to bring up through and from the earth up to the left leg, straight through that chakra, the higher vibration, the powerful vibration, and the cleansing capacity of that vibration to sweep up through the left leg, fully encompassing and filling up the entire body cavity itself and all of its dimension, allowing it to sweep through each of the specific in-body chakras, 1 through 7, and to cleanse and clear any lower frequency vibration that is there in this moment of time that is in direct interference to your essence expressing in its wholeness. So I invite you to pull that through and allowing that energy to descend down the right side. It moves down through the right leg and out through the foot into the Earth Star Chakra to be utilized, assimilated, and transformed as energy that the earth can use. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. This conduit, this energetic colonic, is moving consistently and constantly, and we call it forth to immediately and automatically eradicate energy, any energy of lower vibration that is released in our process of work tonight, whether it be known or unknown, on all levels and in all of our energy bodies. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now I invite you from that earth star, and also from reaching your hand overhead to where the soul star is. It's a very similar plate that focuses the cosmic energy to come through, straight down through the additional chakras that are there. The one we know being the crown, we're going to invite that energy to move down through that particular chakra from the top in a tube. And the tube is 3 to 6 inches in diameter, and you are basically bringing it down as a light tube, and it's descending through the crown, straight through the pineal gland, down through the pituitary, through the center, and through the throat, moving down into the heart itself and the heart chakra. And simultaneously with that established and aware of that, with the energy and the vibration and the intention flowing in, the higher frequency energies, we bring up from the earth star straight up a similar tube that moves straight up between the legs into the perineum, through the root chakra, through the sacral chakra, up through the solar plexus, to unify and to connect and to fuse with the tube coming from the top. And in establishing this pranic tube where the life force flows from either sides, we allow that energy to be expanding into the heart. So for now, bring the frequency down, bring the energy and the vibration down through the pranic tube from the soul star, and have it meet in the heart and just expand in the heart there. So bring it down with each breath. And again. And again. Now, with the awareness of the building reservoir of pranic energy from the cosmos in the heart area, we also begin to breathe 3 times, pulling up the energy from underneath, from the earth into and through that pranic tube up into the heart from the other direction. Breathe in. We feel it moving up through to unify with that heart frequency. And again. And again. Now I invite you to bring your attention to your heart, now supercharged by the frequencies of both of those places, and through both of those tubes, the pranic force begins to circle and expand and become a sphere. And as that energy grows, you feel it pulsating in that area, opening and clearing out anything of lower frequency that is in the heart chakra itself or has been impacted in any way by disconnect through any of your lifetimes with the connection with others through the capacity to love and to be love and to be in the frequency of compassion, empathy, and deeper connection with all of life. All of that is being cleansed and cleared. Now, at the same time as you pull a breath in, you're going to pull simultaneously from the pranic tube from the soul star and at the same time the earth star. So the energy is going to come from both ends and meet in the middle, which basically pumps up the frequency in the circular diameter and the spherical diameter and energy of that growing mass in the heart area there that is of these common and collected and connected frequencies. So breathe in. And each time it expands out. And in. And again. And again. And this sphere of a commonality, the common light between the two, fused by both places of power, expands through, completely infusing the entire body itself, encompassing now the entire body. And with each breath, it expands farther out to encompass your space in the room, to encompass larger the actual house itself. Let it grow to the level, to the degree, to the expanse that you desire with 3 more breaths. Okay. All right. right, having done all of that, we return to the idea of what is ascension. We are establishing a frequency. Ascension is basically a raising the vibration to higher frequencies. And in doing so, you cleanse off lower vibrational residue to reawaken a clearer and a cleaner version of the I am expressing as you. Ascension is remembering who you truly are, free from the learned patterns of limitation. There are many approaches to the notion of ascension. Once again, the historical religious one is the ascension of Christ beyond the dead to the living in the higher frequency. That is essentially what it is. Again, the challenge with that is that it limits it to a single being and a single point in the all whole of eternity that is available only to one. This is highly erroneous and very manipulative. No offense, Jesus. But the thing is that you came as a way shower and you came as a vehicle that would teach all those who follow how to be in the Christ essence, which is essentially what ascension is about. Others will say that ascension is a process of enlightenment which allows the physical human body to gradually become less dense and yet still exist as a physical entity. This is from a woman named Meg Colby in one of the resources that I call upon. The idea of ascension, knowing that we expand in vibration and still remain in a body, and that is the truth for a good period of time until we actually evolve into a higher state where that quite literally becomes optional. But what it does in the beginning is realize that the sensations and the clearings that occur through these attitude and the experiences and the exercises of ascending will not necessarily be diminished or limited by fearful responses that you or I may have. Knowing that we're going to stay in body until we choose otherwise is a powerful support system that allows us to go ahead and experience the transformations and the transmutations that occur energetically for us as we focus on this intention of ascending. Another says it's a process of spiritual awakening. It is where an initiate connects both to the spiritual realms and the holy realms within. The initiate remembers the higher plan for earth as well as his or her own divine plan and purpose for incarnating. It can be an uncomfortable process that requires the initiate to break away from all that is known or old patterns, belief systems, and behaviors that are not compatible with the ascension process. In other words, we have talked about energetic debris that we hold from the moments of living personally through our own experiences, and those, because they are diminished in terms of their capacity to express themselves, they hold on in the body. They begin to set the patterns. They begin to create dis-ease conditions in an attempt to call the conscious self into action to release them. When we don't, we are inviting conditions upon ourselves. Ascension is the form of ascension in these times is now bypassing our own listening process, whether we are willing or not, to actually go in and do the work for us. That does not mean we get to kick back, have a beer, and let it happen. It basically means that we are going to be presented with a limited version and a diminished version of that which we have held on to and the energies themselves as they move out of us. In other words, it can be a roller coaster. And that is really what's been happening really since 1988. 87 was the convergence that began the process. 88 was the first level of the light body that was activated. Actually, 87 was, and then in 88, we jumped to the third level of light body. We may have time tonight to talk about light body. If not, it'll be a future experience in itself. Ascension has also been defined as a high vibratory state where one is connected to the creative field, source, providing a constant flow of life-giving energy. It is a state of being connected to our soul, our authentic self. We are guided, connected to eternal life, co-creators accessing creative intelligence and in a state of bliss. That was Alana Key in another one of the resources. The previous statement was from Amanda Guggenheimer. And finally from Helena Mahate. Ascension is where wisdom has been gained, spiritual wisdom embodied by love and light. They sound suspiciously New Agey, these statements. They do run contrary to the limited belief systems that we have been programmed with. However, activating your capacity to use discernment, the ability to gather information to make your own decision by seeing what resonates, especially in the heart chakra, is your constant and reliable vehicle for you to guide your moments and to help you make the choices you need and to take the actions and to make the adjustments. Your capacity to discern is a critical element of the ascension times, and we'll look at that a little more a bit later. Okay, some supportive beliefs that basically underscore the idea of ascension. He says there are a growing number of perspectives that are supportive of the process of ascension. That's what I just said. Embracing them and discerning which are useful can greatly expand and smooth your reawakening. Here are some to pay attention to, and likely you're familiar with some of these, but they do bear repeating because repetition creates acceptance and the opportunity to make them a subconscious belief that then begins to set patterns of support throughout our moments of living, magnetizing energy that will reinforce this intent. I am a spiritual being living in a physical body. I am in the flow with the universal laws. I am not a physical human being here. I am spiritual by design, and I am incarnating into a very powerful, special, magnificent vehicle that is in perfect alignment with the cosmic laws and the universal laws as I call them forth. Nothing is as it seems. This is a critical element to allow us to respond to moments as opposed to reacting to them. The current form is the least reliable element for discerning meaning and understanding and use. Please hear that. The forms themselves are the least reliable. In the midst of a moment as we engage, the form that is showing itself to us more often than not is the least reliable element that is available to us. It's what's underneath the form, it's what's inside the form, it's what's resonating from the form, it's the higher perspective that is interpreting and picking up information from a different dimension or a different perspective that is going to give us the greater picture of what's going on in the form. Nothing is as it seems. Next one, I am never alone as there are a host of etheric and dimensional beings there for my support and inspiration. The kingdoms of the earth are also reliable resources for me when I choose to create relationship with them and then listen, learn, and respond with aligned action. The notion that we are humans and we have domain over everything is true, and it also has been abused and misused. The idea that we are here to take advantage of everything, including the resources, for our own greedy purpose. And I think everybody needs to look at that because, you know, I'm looking around in my sea of stuff here, my little cocoon, my incubator, where I've got, you know, 10,000 things. And I'm looking at, what do I really need here? Well, right now I need the pile of books that help me get all this information together, but after that, I don't know. To realize that we're never alone takes away the sting of isolation that was bequeathed to us at birth, the energy of separation that came along with the whole idea of incarnation. Our unification with the cosmos that exists outside of this dimension, this earthly field, it's a given in our consistent and endless experience as we move through the various forms of life as our frequency. But coming in here and realizing we are separate has created a whole host of issues that have been preyed upon and played upon, well, since the last great civilization died. Another, there is nothing wrong with me. I have nothing to prove to anyone. This puts a stop to this notion that you have to be something that you're not. This takes away the sting of feeling that you have no value, no sense of esteem. If you realize that you're not here to compare yourselves to the ever-changing normal paradigm, then you realize you can step off that. And when you do, life begins to reveal itself in oh so many ways. The very process of taking these beliefs and underscoring them and reaffirming them is a vehicle that supports the already in progress process of ascension. I am powerful and competent and capable beyond my current knowing. Wow. I am powerful, competent, and capable beyond my current knowing. Too much information coming in. Come on, lips. Keep up. I don't know what else to be said except to leave silence beyond that, because that's a personal integration of an idea. Too long, each of us have chosen in our own way to be powerless or to compromise the song essentially singing in us or our special capacities that are being called forth because we thought we were less than. To know that I am powerful beyond my awareness invites the next moment to actually reveal the truth to me. The next one, what you are experiencing in this moment is the best tool to reawaken my knowing of who I am. What I am experiencing in this moment is the best tool to reawaken my knowing of who I am. If we subscribe to this notion, we are not surprised by life. We may be experience some response. Well, there may be a reaction. I'm not kidding. As quickly as we can learn to take that reaction and mold it into a response, then we are able to discern what we do with that moment in living. I am here to remember who I am and live to be that. If that's my sole purpose, it's not to gather wealth, it's not necessarily to take care of my kids, it's not necessarily to find a mate, it's not necessarily to write the book, it's not necessarily to make sure my songs are heard on every player on the planet. It is none of those, although those are the experiences of life that make it unique and expand it. The real point is to remember who we are. At the point of remembering, that's when life takes off. It takes off the veils. It takes off the misinformation. It takes off the hesitation. We remember who we are, and then we live that. Those beliefs support ascension. I have everything with me to live my full multidimensional life, everything within me. It is being triggered to open and reveal in the now. If I know that I have everything I need, then I invite myself to begin to pay attention to that which is in me. I take my awareness and begin to listen to the callings of my own inner child self. I pay attention to capacities of myself that were untapped, hesitation places, where I knew that I could do it, but I didn't have the inner support to do it, nor did I have anybody pushing me onward. Essentially, nobody needs workshops or phone calls or any of these things because it's all there. What these kinds of things can do is create a temporary and hopefully a more expansive community with which we can resonate and work these ideas into fruition. I am a specific frequency of vibration honed by my moments of living up until now. Thus, I am oscillating into my identity frequency through the ascension process. This takes away the sting of our own unique and horrendous, challenging, difficult, wonderful, stunning lives. The moments of living are designed and brought forth by our own competent higher self, who is in direct cahoots with the source energy itself, to bring us that which is necessary to give us the awareness that brings us home. And as long as we pay attention to that, we realize that it really is a flowing response that we have to every moment. And it really becomes like just floating down the river with occasional rapids and sometimes waterfalls. Yeehaw. And to oscillate into my identity frequency realizes that this is an expansive process. We're changing vibration by going into ourselves, which then raises the frequency of who we are, which then reveals itself and expresses itself outwardly. It's a mutually serving process that brings us to the frequency of our design. When we have reached that, then we are free to experience the expansive fullness of this dimension or move on. My body is a perfect vehicle in which to experience this dimension and beyond when I take proper care of it. An ignored body or a body that is not tended will have a shelf life. There's no other way to put it. Belief systems are one way of establishing a shelf life. When we choose self-care as our priority, and the elements of self-care that bring us to our vibration more consistently than not, we realize that then we can be fully present for ourselves and others. Life flows to those who have taken care of themselves. It gives gifts, and it expresses gratitude for the willingness to pay attention enough to bring you to the glory of yourself. In any moment, I am free to continue my course or change the path I am on. We are not victims of life. We are not helpless. We are not pushed into some corner without some way of moving into and through it or moving away from it. My past does not determine my present or future unless I choose it. I have said this from the beginning. Too many of us use our story and our past as a vehicle that defines our moments. We rest in the eddy in the stream of going over and over and over and using our story to justify just how crappy things are, or just why I'm not able to, or just why I can't. All of those things in place. Okay, fine. Let's do something else. Let's realize that the past is giving me information and giving me an opportunity to choose something different in now, to create a very different experience in the next breath, in the next step. Why not? My healing is really only a shift in consciousness. And by healing, it's witnessing who I am in wholeness. That brings everything back into alignment. That is the healed state. And we do that by shifting our consciousness. In other words, what we attend to, what we allow to move around in our own conscious self, what we apply, how we use it, when we use it, how we respond to the moments of living. We have this incredible capacity to keep ourselves purring for hundreds, if not even thousands of years. That has not been supported. So basically it comes down to my opportunity is to live in the moment, clear the experiences, hold no energetic debris, respond to life, stay open, be grateful, and be in joy and celebration. And so those are beliefs that actually support this whole notion of what's underneath the ascension process. If those are already established, you're well on your way in this whole process. They deserve attention and they deserve tending and maintenance. Give them that. So I invite you at this point to become fully aware of the Earth Star one more time. And with your feet basically about shoulder width apart on the floor, I'm going to invite you to essentially feel like they're drawing a triangle up from the input and the output of the Earth Star, basically the left foot and right foot, but about 18 inches below. And then you bring that triangle up, moving inward to the apex that is actually at the sacral chakra itself. And bringing this very specific energy up to the sacral chakra, what we are doing is feeding and nourishing and cleansing the inner resources and the nuances of this chakra that holds so many of the abusive energies of the unsaid and unexpressed of our moments of living and even beyond in lifetimes. It also is the conduit area where emotion moves in through the backside of the chakra. And so this in itself, with this frequency at the apex, the frequency coming in through that, this alignment of both legs, the in and the out, is basically focusing essentially right at that point where the front and back meet, the membrane between the two. When we clear the cloudiness of that, when we remove the debris that specifically has clogged the conduit, what begins to happen then is the free flow of the pure emotional energy moves through the backside. And then that gives us opportunity to experience it on a full and deep level. We then take the energy itself and apply it to the moments of living. We apply it as fear. We apply it as anger. We apply it as joy. We apply it as grief. We apply it as sadness. We apply it in the form that is in alignment with the experience itself. With the clog gone, what we are doing is opening up the notion that we can experience and take it for its pureness and experience it in its fullness. Emotion in this form is always as a temporary life. It has a short lifespan, except for grief, which has stages that incorporate all of the other elements of emotion. We've established this in the section on emotion. This empowerment is just allowing us to bring the focus of the apex right there and notice that in contained within the triangle itself, you actually have the root chakra and all of its companion issues about survival, about maintenance, self-care, sensuality, sexuality, all of these things in our process of joy, of full creation. All of these things are contained in this triangle. So allow it to be present. Basically what it's doing, it is cleansing and clearing on a deeper, more magnificent level all of the debris that is there. By relying on the earth frequency to move through, we are allowing ourselves to let go. At the same time, let the heart energy drop down to the apex, through the solar plexus, down into the apex of that. And let it wash through any of that energy to express a higher frequency love wash into it. And let that frequency itself replace that which is being cleared out in the nooks and crannies of that energetic area. And so it is with that, and so it is. So basically what we've got so far, we have claimed our name. We have spoken that name to call ourselves to our element of alignment. We have used that name to put energy around us to keep us in a safe vibration, to allow the frequencies to come in and to feed us. And we've called forth guides, teachers, etc. This will help us integrate this information. We also ran the pranic tube that is working consistently with every breath, pulling in from the soul star, pulling up from the earth star to unify into the heart chakra to feed the expansion of that heart energy that is our expression into the world. And now we've established this particular triangle that is going to further cleanse and clear, because ascension is built upon the cleansing of these particular energies, especially in the second chakra. So I really want to underscore that. All right, so now we move on to being fully incarnated while ascending. Thousands of years of Piscean programming over successive incarnations have left us hesitant to fully incarnate. The body hurts, has pain, feels, breaks down, is limited, on and on in that model. No wonder the tendency is to check out on a spiritual path through addiction, through stoicism, through religious fanaticism, through suicide, etc. The models by which we have been taught to live have us stuffing feelings, not speaking our truth, being silent about our woundings, self-sabotaging, compromising, distracting, having a short attention span, feeling hopeless, giving up, hesitating, standing still, on and on and on and on. Interestingly, all of the above appear to make it harder to be willing to be fully in body. In fact, the ascension process, as we shall see, leads us right into the thicket of our issues and energetic residue and debris, not necessarily a path for the weak at heart, as so many are. This is very, very important to utilize and to understand, is that the very thing we're being asked to do in the ascension process is to become friends with our energetic debris and be the conduit that allows it to move beautifully and smoothly out of us. And in so doing, we are reacquainted with all that we have stuffed. So in a sense, it would be a discouragement to go back into the body. What you find when you choose to go there is that the releases are so exhilarating and opening that every one of them is worth it, because it is not going back into the moment that was originally there where we are being called back to re-experience. We are just moving the energy. The earth plane is a unique arena, a dimension created for the best possible experience of exploring free will choice, a place where we can forget who we are and see what happens, a place where we can seek out a deeper understanding of our essence through trial and tribulation, a place of distinct polarities and dualities that seem impossible to embrace. But that is the sport of it, the choice for adventure that every single incarnate has made. So why not immerse oneself in it completely and engage it on its own terms? We are a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. It is our vehicle. It is necessary to get behind the wheel and drive. Committing to this opens many doors to gifts, talents, and capabilities that were barred by the veil of hesitation. I hope you're getting the idea. We have been programmed to be afraid of going into ourselves. Even some of the persuasions of psychiatry and psychology based upon a lot of the Freudian stuff, and some of that has not done a great service to us. It brought us and eventually raised ourselves in awareness, but many psychologists and psychiatrists who are in practice have evolved themselves to decide that there's more to what it is that they're doing. And they left behind the ideas of limitation and began incorporating these notions of the actual ascending, or the actual releasing and letting go. Being fully in body allows us to experience fully through the windows of the senses and feel the oscillating world of emotion. It is not possible to experience the panorama of this dimension being halfway out of the body in the mind or seeking succor from the beyond. Be here now, right in this moment. This is where I am. The very things that push us away from the body are the keys to integrating it fully to access its full power. The one who is in body, feeling fully, thinking clearly, and accessing spirit is on the right red road home, from the native traditions. So collectively, ascension is happening now to everyone. Many are being forced energetically into the caves of woundings to face what they have been running from. The illusion of the fears and the ghosts of the past are familiar companions to the fully incarnate. In other words, we befriend these elements and we realize that the nature of energy is such that the universe is a supportive, loving place built on those frequencies. The forms may be confusing, but they aren't necessarily threatening. Unless we have a huge amount of debris under there that gets triggered by the moment itself. And in some ways, the addiction of many to go to movies that are about chopping up bodies and dark forces is an actual backdoor way to begin to release some of these energies that have been held with that have been disallowed to be expressed in a conscious way. Not a path I choose, but nevertheless, I'm always finding, looking for the pony in the poop. Choosing to be here in this magnificent dimension allows the ascension flow to carry us in full awareness through its thresholds and openings and expansions to reach the very land from whence we have come, and allows us to do that consciously. Sorry, I stumbled over that. So the invitation here is to choose to be in body, be aware of the callings and the signs, allow the movement of emotion, hold nothing back, express clearly what must be said, open to the assistance, call for help, reach farther knowing that you are in a fine purring vehicle that loves you without hesitation and would quite literally die for your reawakening. The journey has already begun. Your ascension is inevitable. Why not just help it along with some powerful choices? It will be worth it. And I am expressing these invitations to you and I at the same time, because even though we're on the path and open to ideas like this, it doesn't mean we're active in the process. Too often people that get confronted with a moment of choice and change say, I know that. I already know that. I know that. Well, knowing it and applying it are usually two different things with a lot of space in between them. And relying on the knowing is okay for a while, but eventually, and it, we're going to have to let go of the knowing and apply the knowing to see what happens for us. The gift in all of this is that enough time has passed that even just knowing is vibrationally beginning to create, you know, response, inner responses and releases. Just becoming aware of the information itself is doing the job. All right. All right, we're going to do a process here. Let me see if I can find it. I've got all these books that are open, and where in the heck is it? Velocity Ascension. And Archangel. Okay, Archangel. Forgive me on this. We're going to a process. It's called the Mahatma Energy. It builds a bridge of light, or the Antakarana, between us and Source. And so we have a high-frequency cosmic help available to build this bridge, and basically it's an energy that's coming to help assist us in this ascension process. The energy is gold, white in color, an indication that it is very fine and high vibration. When we call it in, it flows through our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. In other words, through our physical body and our aura, and then into the earth. It vibrates great gently through our systems until our energy becomes finer. It helps to break up hardened and crystallized thought forms and emotional patterns. Using the Mahatma energy is the most effective way of balancing and re-energizing our glands. The more of this Mahatma energy we as incarnated souls call down, the lighter earth becomes, for the golden white vibration flows through us to heal and spiritualize the planet. When we access the energy, we use our power to accelerate earth toward its ascension. Okay, so that gives you an idea, and I'm basically reading from A New Light on Ascension, a reference from a woman named Diana Cooper. Okay, this is a simple way of inviting the Mahatma energy to work with you. And you say, I now invoke the Mahatma energy to flow through my body and my aura into the earth, allowing me to use my life in service to the divine. I now invoke the Mahatma energy to flow through my body and my aura into the earth, allowing me to use my life in service to the divine. If you're concerned about being in service to the divine, that you're going to be used, basically it's inviting you to just be in the frequency of your I am-ness, to show up as you, which is the most divine thing that you can do. So you can visualize now the golden white ray coming down through and around you, and then it direct it wherever you wish. Another way to say it in the beginning, and we're going to go through the process itself in just a moment. I choose to accept and invoke a deep penetration of the Mahatma energy into my entire energy matrix, thereby allowing a full, open radiation of my divine self in service to all that is now. So here's how we're going to run this. I'm going to walk you through this, and it's going to move through each of our centers, and it will be invited to activate and work with the gland itself. I have some tuning forks that are aligned with the specific glands for each of those particular chakras, and I will go ahead and play it, although the first one is so low, the phone may not pick it up. But here we go. On the count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. I invite you to relax. And I invite you to invoke that particular energy, and here's how we'll do it. Repeat after me. I choose to accept and invoke a deep penetration of the Mahatma energy, a deep penetration of the Mahatma energy into my entire energy matrix, into my entire energy matrix, thereby allowing a full open radiation of my divine self, thereby allowing a full open radiation of my divine self in service to all that is, in service to all that is now. So I want you to sense or imagine the golden white ray coming down from the cosmos into your crown. Ask it to relax and to balance and energize and heal your pineal gland. You may visualize a gland as a small ball or in any way you prefer, but sense it being held and soothed with this particular energy. And as you do that, I am inserting a frequency here. Move now down to the third eye, and behind it rests the pituitary gland, obviously a little farther in there. We're going to go ahead and allow the white ray and the energy of the Mahatma energy to move down to flood the pituitary gland, which often gets completely encrusted through heavy metal, well, music and the actual minerals themselves, and gets encrusted to the point that it begins to lose its capacity to be the projector, the actual projecting energy of the heart frequency, as well as the intention that's coming in from the backside through the third eye. So we are going to allow this energy to wash through it. We are asking the pituitary gland to send out only rejuvenating hormones, which keep you young, they keep you supple, open-minded, healthy, and vital, and also open up your capacity to see beyond the forms. So wash that pituitary. Here's a frequency. They move down to the throat center and sense the thyroid gland being soothed and healed by this Mahatma energy. Down now to the heart center and allowing that energy to move through the thymus gland to do the cleansing and the clearing and the realignment. And here's the pitch. Allowing the Mahatma energy to flow down through the crown, through all of those particular chakras now, and bringing it down to the solar plexus, where we send the energy and the frequency to the pancreas to go ahead and clear the glandular energy there to allow us to experience the perfection of that organ. Moving now down to the sacral chakra, 2 inches below the belly button. We go ahead and allow the energy to flow, the Mahatma energy to flow directly down through the crown or through all the above chakras, and then to feed and to nourish the frequency of the gonads, the ovaries, the testes. the golden light flooding each of those areas and now down to the root chakra. Let the Mahatma energy, the beautiful white light that's moving down to clear all of the activation of all the chakras and the glands back to their normal, to their oscillation frequency that is unique to you and is essential for your own well-being. We move to the base center and the adrenal glands. I invite you to take a breath. We're allowing the golden white Mahatma energy now to flow down your legs into the earth and filling the earth with the spiritual energy from above. And in this moment, with this conduit open, with this energy flowing and moving through us, all of the chakras impacted, all of the in-body chakras impacted, and all of the glands brought to their frequency of wholeness, we go ahead and we send this frequency out to those who you intend to have it work with. This comes from the highest intention that is literally just to bring them back to their own awareness of their wholeness and their health. It is not an issue of forcing it into them. It is inviting their higher self to embrace the frequency and to embrace the intention behind it. We send it off to those for a moment here. And so it is. Well, before we do that, I invite you to just move back up and invite each of the chakras to close down so that you're not inviting in any other energy. It's as if you put a little cap on the large open part and just close them down so they're not extending themselves out to be impacted by the movement of energy here. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. We move now to core elements of ascension. It's an individual and collective process happening now to every living being on this planet, including the Earth, Gaia herself. This collective expansion has some key elements underneath it, sustaining its movement. Knowing them allows you to integrate the moments, not resist them. The first one says, all things in creation are unique expressions of divinity emanating from one source, unified in essence and intricately interconnected in the ongoing dance of life. The source is transcendent from our current level of consciousness. The journey of awakening reveals the next needed information. So a lot's been said there, understanding that we are all divine expressions of the I am that I am, expressing as me, expressing as you, and that unique frequency in itself is a beautiful companion to the rest of the vibrations. Essential, and without it, it would compromise the full experience itself. And the source itself is transcendent from our current level of consciousness, meaning that we allow the greatness and the higher vibration to be inviting to us, and we trust it, knowing full well that in time, in moments, we shall learn that which we must learn, that reveals to itself as a result of us following the journey. And the journey itself is the spiral. The spiral moves ever forward and higher in vibration and brings us back to a re-experiencing of a similar issue to see how we do with it and how we can apply our new awareness. The next one says, all is a construction of energy vibrating in specific malleable frequencies, ever changing in form and position. We are moving from lower frequency vibration and awareness to higher frequency expression, moving into a remembering of our whole self, complete with awareness and the understanding of the big picture. As vibration, we oscillate, we move, and no form is basically sustainable because of the nature of the design. We're moving from the lower frequency into the higher, which allows us to actually move into remembering or putting ourselves back together and completing the whole self that gives us the awareness and understanding of the big picture. the higher picture. Reality is multidimensional. 12 dimensions comprise this journey of ascension. We exist in each in parallel and companion lives, interwoven in the now moment, void of the time and space paradigm. A lot was said there. We are simultaneously existing in all 12 dimensions in one expression to another based upon the frequency, our expanded frequency, very much like the harmonics of a sound of a piano note that has its companion harmonics that give it the texture, that give it what's called the timbre of the sound. We exist in parallel and companion lives. Therefore, we are in what has been said to be at least 12 simultaneous lives on the planet right now. So the experiences that we pick up, interestingly, sometimes are an enmeshment of those, a simultaneous experiencing of several or any of these lives at the same time. This allows the expansion of us to fully participating in all the derivatives and the variations that could be had in a single incarnation here. So essentially, all is available in the now moment. We can change the way things are if we so choose. And because it's void of the space and time continuum in that paradigm, we are able to actually reach in and grab the moment and use the moments of what's considered the future, the past, for gathering information or for seeding. We are capable of doing this as we move along the ascension path. The next says, we are not alone. We've established this support from the earthly kingdoms, our own etheric guides and teachers, angels and Elohim, archangels and ascended masters, not to mention our own higher self, accompany our moments and are available at our beck and call. Non-physical beings comprise the bulk of our available resources. Choosing to access and integrate them is essential. The bulk of the resources available to are non-physical. If you are impacted by just having to see something and have it proved, then what you're doing is turning your back on the predominance of energies available to you to soothe your moments, to provide information, to help you find your glasses or car keys or to get you the perfect parking place. We are an ongoing being, changing physical vehicles on a journey of reawakening. Successive lives give us opportunity to experience and become aware. We reincarnate until we are complete in our intention and purpose, and then move on in a dimensional flow. Nothing else to be said. Love, big love, is the building block of the cosmos. Accessing this fully allows everything unlike it to be transformed into the higher frequency equivalent. We are then able to access the truth of our being and be in the unique expression of that frequency. When we realize that love is what we are made of, and we're just not talking about, I love my Budweiser, or I love you, man, or, you know, I love popcorn, or any of those derivatives of it, it's more about this is the essence of your vibration. And as we tune into and call upon it, it does not fail to bring us that which is in the higher alignment. Use it, trust it. These are tenets and foundations of following an ascension process. These are what it's built upon. They are in process whether we acknowledge it or not. We have internal access to other dimensions via our intuition, dreams, guided journeys, astral traveling, intentional journeying, channeling, etc. All of this lifts us out of limited thinking and experience and allows us to flow with the forms of the moment and thus ascend. It's an inner and outer process, in a sense, primarily inner until it becomes outer as a result of us grokking and incorporating these elements into our expression. This is not just an inner journey where we get to have it and then have an inside party. We are becoming the vibration itself, and we express ourselves out into the world to engage this dimension because it's what it was designed for. We are in a collective time of significant change as we move from the Piscean to the Aquarian age. The cosmic intervention of this epoch is an unparalleled event that is pushing all into a greater awareness and understanding of who they truly are. Though a particularly challenging path through each is energetic residue of unprocessed pain. Sorry, I need to do some. I need my editor to take care of this. An understanding of that they are truly who they truly are through this particularly challenging path through each's energetic residue of unprocessed pain. So in other words, we are being forced to go through the unique forest and woodland that we have basically created and held on to. The now moment is a springboard for an alternate next moment. The past is used to make higher frequency choices in the now. The next one, we create the world we perceive, believe, and project. We can alter the form in the now if we choose. Again, these are the foundations upon which the ascension process moves. Our awareness opens the doors to revelation and conscious change that aligns symbiotically with our intentions. Awareness is the key, and I've underscored that in almost every one of these lessons. It's changing that upon which we focus. When we do, we begin to integrate that which is there for us, like it's on a plate, giving it to us. It opens a door to revelation and understanding and the possibility of conscious change that aligns with our intentions, both literally, figuratively, and symbiotically. Finally, the universe is built for success. It always says yes, choose with clarity and discernment. Core elements of ascension. And we're looking at 8:17 here, so let me make some adjustments. Okay, we're going to go ahead now. I want you to bring your awareness to three things. One, this synodic point at the top of your actual heart itself. It's about 11 o'clock on the top right-hand side as you face out. It's the button where the pulse of life is inserted. It is the point where the life force enters. We are calling upon that, and in so doing, we begin to activate the greater heart chakra and the greater energy of love that is a part of this. It is our intention to use the love frequency to seed and to influence all that we do, think, say, and experience from this point forward. Holding the awareness of that point on the heart, become also aware of the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland, when it is washed with the frequency of the heart energy itself, the opened heart, will then clarify the vision and send powerful intentions into the world to be magnetized into form. The magnetization of the form is brought in through the backside of the third eye chakra. The form itself, with the infinite possibilities, moves through like a complete... what's the old Viewmaster thing where you have all of these potential pictures there and we rotate it to pick the one that we want that is in alignment with our moment. When it goes into the inner chamber of that pituitary gland and it is washed through in its clarity with the frequency of love, it really begins to manifest and shift the form of the expression. And we are calling upon that energy to do two things. We are moving the vibration of the heart up to the pituitary itself. And then we are also letting it move up to the pineal and also the crown, and we are creating a bow, if you will. The string is drawn back, and it is at the back of both the third eye chakra and also at the medulla, or lower than medulla, at the back of the throat, where we put into expression that which we intend. And we allow the love force to wash through those, sending both in clarity and pureness straight out like an arrow of intention into the cosmos. So what we're doing is using the love vibration to wash through and help clarify the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, move it up there, and cleanse out the inner chamber so that you have space in there. That space carries a particular frequency, a capacity, like a vibration that will refine the intention based upon what not only comes in through the backside of the third eye, but also what is brought into the throat in terms of the form of expression. We are unifying both forms of expression through the vision as well as through the actual expression and sending them out as an arrow. And all we're doing right now is opening up the conduit to allow this visualization and this intention to take place. The invitation here is that you take this idea, and when you have an intention you're sending out, you send it out with the awareness of the pituitary, with the awareness of the heart, and with the awareness of the prime uninhibited vision coming in through the backside. You apply the uniqueness of it through the throat chakra, then that allows the projection to be in alignment with that. Boy, there's a lot in this. I'm glad there's a recording. So you hold this intention, you hold this vibrational capacity, and this becomes a vehicle for you to make manifest that which you intend and you desire. And so it is, and so it is. So let's move quickly into living in ascension. So this is the carrot out there that says, if you choose to embrace the idea of ascension and immerse yourself into it, this is what's unfolding for you. The ascended state is an ongoing process that is consciously integrated by each. There are common elements and stages of awareness and being that accompany the journey. The arrival at ascension is a collection of much along the way, learned and sustained and applied to fully live with clarity and peace in the moment in our power. So in other words, you're gathering tools along the way. You already have a lot that is applied towards the ascension frequency that is helping you move in a fluid way through it. Here are some of the awakenings along the way. In the moment, I am fully capable and willing to respond to the moment, finding the flow so I can move in the unfolding awareness of the gift before me. I live in the moment, I respond to the moment in my willingness, and I learn and feel the flow so I can move in a particular awareness and let the gift unfold before me, because the gift is there. The next says, I have unlimited access to support, information, new ideas, past lives, future lives, capacities, capabilities, and skills in all of those lives, insight, direction, inspiration, etc., in the now moment when I choose. In the growing ascended state, we have a greater capacity to access the past, the present, and the future, to bring those energies forth to be aligned with the moment and to be brought into expression through our conscious use and intention. It's a powerful, expansive way to be, and this is one of the gifts of moving in this direction. I am aware of and consciously choose to access all the earthly kingdoms and communities, as well as all the etheric, non-physical beings. I create relationship and live in expanded ways beyond the walls of previous agreements of limitation. This integration with all of life reveals a magnificent panorama of unified life that is available by design. Nothing else needs to be said. In the ascended state, we live in an unlimited and we are unlimited and unfettered by previous boundaries in time and space. Established that. I sustain myself easily with expansive self-care that keeps me always in my frequency of balance, centered with immediate access to all my skills and knowings. This is where we live in our power. Self-care creates the vehicle to the release of the old debris and the maintenance and the sustenance and the nourishing of the rest of our being to allow us to be fully present in the moment with all of our skills and knowings available. As I am fully connected with the source and expression of each of my emotions, I can meet, experience, and integrate the moment without compromise. I am eager to stand in any form as I am confident in my capacity to flow with it, learning that which is mine to learn. We can engage emotionally, we engage in relationship and connection. And this is the beauty of being in a place of power. We use emotion to give us information about how the moment is flowing, and we respond to that with great awareness. As my heart is fully open, I can be present in a willing state of unconditional love for anyone who is before me. Sustained by my own self-care and love, I do not expect or need anything from others to make me okay, better, or whole. My relationships are gratifying and nurturing. I am capable of being loved, compassionate, empathetic, clear throughout the many stages and permutations of connection with another. So that is. I am in flowing relationship with the abundance and manifestation laws and process of the multidimensional worlds. In my knowing that there is no lack, I completely trust that what I require is already there. I am generous and compassionate and freely give and receive to keep the process in motion. I always have what I need. And in this state, I am in balance in all my energetic bodies. Complete health is an ongoing process that I maintain by my consistent self-care and willingness to release any lower frequency energy each day before retiring. I enter rest clear and clean and knowledgeable about the potential learnings and courses I can manifest in the dimensional schools, allowing me to wake refreshed and able to apply and integrate the new teachings. And essentially, I trust life in all of its forms. I am not run by fear, but rather know that. And for some reason, that got cut off. So you're going to have to wait for that information. Okay, finally, and I really want to bring this in, and it'll take 4 minutes. The actual process of ascension is basically a lot of the stuff I've been talking about. It is the essence of this entire Tools for the Times. We're doing ascension in with each one of these experiences. So because of that, I really wanted to just include a few things that I'd like to underscore. And you can read the intro into this section. I want to get on to the things that are essential in my opinion. Make awareness your priority. Pay attention to the moment mostly. Look for the nuances of forms that are brought your way. Your higher self is following specific guidance to steer life to you that will have the greatest impact to reveal you to you. Trust that. Why not? The second is to act on the first thought. If you trust that you are guided, then the first impulse will be the most spontaneously free of programming. Experiment and see what you can discern. Again, I'm giving ways to support this frequency to make it happen and to amplify it. Speaking of discernment, using in place of criticism, judgment, finding fault, blaming. Discernment is a higher frequency way of expanding the moment to glean the higher perspective. All the others are emotional responses fed by, or emotional reactions fed by a reservoir of unprocessed, unexpressed, energetic, toxic residue. The next says, make energetic clearing your daily experience. Living in this world will attach energetic baggage to your auric field. Cleanse it daily. By no means allowing yourself to add more unexpressed emotional dirt to the cesspool already there. Stay clean and keep allowing the release of the old through conscious exercise and ritual. Doing so allows smoother integration of the ascension frequencies of the day. The next says play a lot, especially in the child state. The more willing you are to allow the child to be visible, regular part of your moments, the more quickly you will see that ascension is leading you back to the knowledgeable, experienced child state. Paradox? No way. It's bringing you back to the innocence and the wonder of childhood with experience and a knowing that allows you to fully experience what's going on from that frequency, which then opens up all the doors. The next says, use your voice, explore it, and recover the lost elements of it. Speak with your whole body. Engage your voice. Make sound. The more random, the better. Sing and chant and use mantra. Make music an essential part of your moments. Move and dance your own dances. Let the design work for you. Learn mantras that support the reawakening. Be loving with your voice. Work with the quality of it to make it sound fully present. Bring it into your body and let it resonate through this magnificent chest area and the capacity to really integrate the vibration throughout the whole body itself. And next it says, stay away from the news, news magazines, lower frequency chat rooms, conversations that are bitch sessions, blame games, etc. Most likely those who engage in such things will have vibrated right out of your life anyway. Next is align yourself with the growing conscious communities. Begin to make service a regular part of your day, doing it for the sake of doing it. The expanding heart calls this forth. Be of the world and contribute a higher frequency vibration. Entertain the connection and oneness in all beings. Next, spend lots of time in the natural world. Create relationship with all of life. Connect with the plants. Gather stories and bring them home for connection. I'm sorry, gather stones and stories, and bring them home for connection and listen to them. Bless them all. The rocks are here, and they've got a lot of gifts. I brought one in just to start the process here, and it's been delivering. Two more. Begin an ongoing personal ritual of gratitude for the moments of living. See with eyes that honor and bless. Be vocal in appreciating people, places, and things. Be free and sincere with your blessings of others. Create an energy that feeds all who are around you. Expect nothing in return, but be open to the flood of reciprocal care that is then gifted to you by your actions themselves. And finally, engage in some spiritual practices that celebrate your expansion. Meditate, read, listen, discuss, share with the seen and the unseen world. Make this ascension your priority, your reason for living, because it is just that. I did not address heart-based living, but you can read about it when you get the copy. I did not address the light body. I think I'm going to pull that out, and we're going to look at it as a possible replacement session from future times to come. There will be a list of some more proclamations, degrees, and invocations that you can use, as well as a fairly extensive resource list for books on ascension and other tools. I will give you some applications, some additional applications, although you have a whole host of them right now. The main point is to trust that last thing that I talked about and to use that as a guide for yourself. The process of ascension based upon those elements. The very act of doing that is going to align you with the vibrations and really actually kick you far ahead of the current vibrations because of your willingness to engage in that. Yes, there will be changes in the forms of your life. And yes, there may be opportunities to have to be letting go and to say goodbye to something that seems like it's a friend or an energetic support. Trust this. Trusting it is what's essential here. The ascension process, like I said, is happening anyway. When you walk along with it hand in hand and you flow with it, it's like a ride at the carnival. It really is an amazing flow as opposed to what we are used to doing. So accept the gift of ascension and be a conscious part of it. And amen. There's nothing left to be said. There are some future additional activities I'll put in here that we didn't get to. So thank you so much. And that brings our time to an end here. I will entertain any comments or questions for a few moments here. Otherwise, you are free to ascend. Thanks for participating. Silence is golden. I love it. All right. I'm going. I send you endless blessings. So grateful for your willingness to participate, but mostly grateful for your willingness to take good care of yourself. And so it is, and so it is. We'll meet here again in 1 week's time. That is on the 16th. And on the 16th, I have no idea in this moment what we'll be doing. But there it is. We're going to understand and embrace oneness. Of course we are. Blessings to you. Goodbye.